What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday.
Yay!
Yes, it is, it is.
It is.
It's 7-Eleven. Everybody go get your free Slurpees.
Go get your Slurpee.
Would you? I would love to.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. What are you grateful for today, Jerry?
Yesterday. Yesterday, hanging out with the fam bam. It was a beautiful day. But yeah, that's what I'm grateful for. My family.
That's what I was going to say. Not even just fibbing.
You could say the same thing. We're both great. I mean, it was a great day.
Oh, yeah.
It was so nice.
It was a 4th of July weekend. We had a barbecue, hung out, sparklers, watched some fireworks.
It was just nice.
It was relaxing. Sat in the pool.
It was a beautiful day.
Yes. It was very nice and relaxing. The weather was stunning.
Stunning, right?
Stunning. It wasn't too hot.
Yep. I'm glad. The day before, was it? Well, 2 days before, it was much hotter. Mm. And I'm glad it wasn't much hotter, because then I would have been sticky and uncomfortable. And
yeah.
Yeah, no. It was perfect weather.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Well, now I have to think of a new one. What am I grateful for today? I'm grateful for... I said Zane last week.
Yeah.
I did. I was going to say that again, because we're doing something exciting, and he's been a great partner. So, whatever.
Zane it up.
Zane it is. He makes it on my list almost every day. But
that's so sweet.
He's just a gem. Bum baram. Zane and I are house hunting.
Officially.
Yeah. It's crazy. But there's literally no one in the whole world that I'd rather do it with. And he's just fun. He's just fun to do it with.
I'm so excited for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a crazy process. The whole family's involved. I got everybody sending me houses. We're all looking. It's been a process. But we literally just started the other day.
I think it was my fault, right?
It was definitely Jerry's fault. So we were originally going to wait until next year. That was our timeline. When Aaliyah turns 18, you know, that was our goal in mind. And then Jerry over here sent a very local house that I was like, okay, might as well just go look at it, right? Go to book a tour, and a lot of houses now, if they're not doing an open house, a lot of them require, plus also if you're interested in the house, it just looks better if you have a pre-approval, right? So they know you're like serious,
right,
and can afford it.
Time, yeah.
Yes, and all those things. So I was like, all right. She's like, ugh, they're not letting me view it, the real estate agent. I was like, okay, I'll try to get a pre-approval ASAP, because it was like 2 days before the tour was scheduled. So I chat with my cousin about everything, and I was just telling her I'm going to pre-approval. Hello? Pre-approval. And she was like, wait, hold on. I have somebody that will do it for you super fast. So I like hit up this girl. She was super nice. Did it super fast. Got pre-approval. And then I was like, might as well look at other houses.
Might as well just start looking.
And so it's Jerry's fault, because she sent that house and it triggered everything. And fucking Jerry
guys,
and
I'm
Zane.
Kicking myself in the ass. No, I'm not. I mean,
why?
It's just, no, it's a joke. I'm
We're not.
Not
going more than 10 minutes away. That's already established. So, what was I saying? Fuck.
You were going to tell me a story about a realtor.
Yeah, but I was just on a train of thought. Now I lost my train of thought.
They found a really beautiful house. So the one that I sent them wasn't anything spectacular. Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
I don't know. I lost my train of thought. She sent me the house, and I was like, might as well look at more houses. And now we have a house bug, and we just want to keep looking at more houses. Fuck, what was I going to say?
Wait, can I say that Alyssa texted me at like 6:30 this morning with another house?
I was also up at 5:30 yesterday looking at Pinterest house renovations. And now it's... that like we know we're pre-approved, Zane and I are like, all right, let's like look when that's what I was going to say. Thank you, Alyssa. It's Jerry and Zane's fault, because they both show me houses all the fucking time, but never want to go look at them or are actually serious about it. And I'm like, this is your guys' fault, because all you do is show me damn houses, and now I'm actually looking at them.
Right.
It's so.
Listen, I'm happy. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for you to find the one.
Yeah.
And whether it's the one today or the one tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, I'm excited for that moment, because I know you'll know.
You yeah,
like everybody who's bought a house, like you just know.
Yes.
So I'm excited for when that time comes. I'm excited for you both. And
it'd be so fun. Everybody can help paint. We have paint parties.
Oh, wait, family barbecues. I'll be there for the barbecue, but not the painting, okay?
Listen, we got to cut costs, okay?
Wait, I could do all the taping. The lower taping I could do.
Okay, cool. I'll take that.
I don't know how. I can't even fold laundry without the middle of my back hurting.
You could do the bottom half with a paintbrush.
Yeah.
The edges.
Or I'll do, yeah.
You're good at that
shit. Edges, yeah. I'll do all the edges. Oh, I'll do the edging.
No problem.
Not the upper edging. I can do the lower edging.
No problem. I'll take that all day.
Okay, perfect.
That's the crafty shit I'm not good at and don't have patience for. I'll paint the middle of the wall. Actually, she just texted me back. I sent her two houses and she just said, let me check. I have a closing prior to meeting you. But so she's going to look. Anyways, okay, so here's what happened. So we went and we got our realtor and we scheduled three tours in one day. And the first house was the one I was actually most excited for. It looked gorgeous in pictures and we got there. We hated it.
Which is... That's what I mean.
It was mind-blowing to me.
It's a stunning house. And you would think that it's absolutely 100% your aesthetic, what you desire. Like, it. You look at the pictures, guys, and it's Zane and Alyssa written all over it.
It was gorgeous.
And they hated it.
But it was already gorgeous, which is not fun.
But you still didn't feel it.
Let me word it this way. We didn't hate it. Like, obviously, it was a beautiful home. You know what I mean? It wasn't like run down, whatever. It wasn't homey. It was very like tight feeling. It just didn't feel like either of us could picture ourselves there. And it was just very interesting because it was the one we were so excited about. And I thought the area was great. And it just wasn't. It wasn't what we wanted it to be. It was also like very close to hitting our budget. And I know that people had already put in offers higher. And I just wasn't willing to do that. So we just X-nated off the list real fast.
Right.
If you want visuals, by the way, there'll be vlogs on my YouTube channel. Second house we went to was very close to where we live now. And online, we were like, oh, we could do all the reno, whatever. And then we went and looked at it. And yes, we still could do all the reno, but damn, oh my God, it would be so much. It would be so much renovation. And for the price, it would just be like a very bad investment, honestly. It had a middle floor. The kitchen was very, very small. The backyard had absolutely nothing, just grass. It was a decent-sized backyard. We could do a lot with it, but it was just nothing. Not even, like, it had, like, a little back porch, but it was just, like, brick. I don't know. It just, like...
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see the vision. Let's put it that way. It had an apartment upstairs and an apartment downstairs, which we would just demo out of there.
Right.
So it's like maybe somebody that needs that house for somebody to rent.
An investor, yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely like an investor home.
Yeah. And like we didn't like the outside. You know, there would just be a lot. Like most of it we would want to change. We would want to expand.
I mean, the best thing about it was the location. But,
100%.
But, you know.
But that's not everything.
Right.
Yeah. So I like, with the we're not going more than 10 minutes. That's the goal. We don't want to. So anyways, so yeah, the bedroom literally did not even have a closet. So it would have had to been expanded into the next room. Then we're losing a room. The kitchen was very, very small. I would have wanted to change it up a lot. Just wasn't for us, especially for our budget. Like, no. The third house we went to, we absolutely love. The only thing is our master bedroom. There is a teeny tiny closet and it is smaller than the bedroom we're in right now. We weren't into it at first. Then we were very gung-ho about it. Literally, we're going to make an offer. Then we thought more about it. And we were like, for that price, we should be getting just more space. We were looking at the other houses in other areas. And for our price range, there's just so many that have like a giant basement and big rooms and walk-in closets and all of these amenities that...
I mean, and they're not... Sorry, I'm interrupting. No, but they're not... I mean, they're not as... Like, that backyard was stunning.
It's a sanctuary.
So you're not going to get that, really, anywhere else.
Yeah.
But
we can always
that
add
you
that.
Could do. Right. You can't.
We can't make the house bigger.
I mean,
you can, but fucking how much?
Right. So a backyard, adding a backyard or pavers is going to be cheaper than adding an extension on the house, you know? But.
And I think we're opposite in the way of, like, you want, like, a giant, giant-ass backyard. That overwhelms me. Because I want to make a cute sanctuary with, like, a little in-ground pool and a little, like a playground for our kids and, like, a fire pit. You know what I mean? But, like, when I see a giant backyard, I'm like, oh, my God. So much work. But, like, when I see, like, the house I sent you this morning, decent sized backyard. I can see the vision for it, and that doesn't really overwhelm me. The grass is nice already. It has a deck, you know, so like just a giant like grass emptiness freaks me out because I'm like, oh my God, I have to put a deck. I have to put so many things. It overwhelms me. Anyways, long story short, we have an appointment literally today while we were recording this to see that last third house again. I'm having my dad come with us, give it a check, get his opinion. But I think that we are swaying away from it, which is really sad because it's literally less than 5 minutes away from both of our parents' houses. It's right in the middle.
Literally smack.
Literally right in the middle. But I'm not making any decisions until we go see it again.
Unless you walk in there, you're either going to be
like, oh, I still love this house.
Right. Yeah. This is it or no. Okay. And it'll come. I'm telling you, it'll come.
Yes. So since we've been a little iffy about, listen, we're paying this much for this house, we really should have more space. There's 3 small bedrooms on the upper floor.
See, that was my thing. That's the only negative I see is the amount of bedrooms. Not even that there's 3, because you don't really need much more than that, but you need an office. They need an office. So,
right. And here's the thing is the house is so fucking cute. It's so fucking cute. It needs the perfect amount of reno because I do not want to go do a whole house demolition. I really just don't. But I want to do a little reno. That excites me. And I want to make it our own, you know? And this one is kind of like the perfect mix. It's got black granite countertops, but we would have to paint the cabinets. Or they have like an unfinished basement that we want to finish, make a little laundry room. And the what?
The wood trim.
Yeah, like paint the wood trimming. Right. The backyard is gorgeous. I know. It's a very, very cute house. It's just, Zane is right.
It's a little on the smaller side.
Yeah, Zane is like, if we're paying that much for a house, we really should have, like, he's like, I want like a big master bedroom or at least a bathroom attached to the bedroom, a nice walk-in closet, you know? Like, we don't want to feel like we're downgrading from an apartment. Like, that's not the goal, you know? Like, we want to feel like, our bedroom and closet here is bigger than that one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And it's like, that was a goal of mine. And like, I'm putting that aside because the rest of the house is really cute. But like, when we settle in, I'm going to be like, fuck, I wish I had more closet space. Or shit, I wish we got a bigger bedroom. He's like, I don't want to feel like we're moving into a teenager's bedroom again.
Buyer's remorse. Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, like, I don't want that.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm indecisive and like, obviously, I value Zane's opinion a lot. And like, yes, I had on rose-colored glasses. I had like tinted rose-colored glasses because I love the house. But I also am a realistic person. And I do agree with him. I think that, you know, seeing the other options that are out there, I'm like, we really should have like a bigger bedroom. And we need more space.
And you also have a year, which was your original goal.
Yeah, we're so not in a rush. In,
right.
I know. And
listen, I mean, the house was stunning. Oh, my concerns were that there were only those 3 little bedrooms. Yeah. And you needed an office. He needed a studio.
When we have kids.
And I was like,
Because like, yeah, it doesn't have to be our forever, forever home, but I would like it to be like 10 years.
Yeah.
At least.
And you want kids we're gonna before have kids. Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. The location is so good. The outside of the house is fucking beautiful. The backyard is literally done. We don't have to touch literally a leaf. Like, literally. The
backyard.
It's a sanctuary, but I know that, like, I can do that.
And you know what's... Yes, you can.
I can do the backyard like that and make it really cute.
Absolutely.
I have the vision for that.
Mm-hmm. I find it funny. The night before you guys went on your tour, and I didn't know you guys were doing this, you know?
I thought we told you we scheduled a tour for Sunday.
If you guys were going to go through the pre-approval, and I never know if you guys... Right.
It was hectic, yeah.
So I was sitting there the Saturday night, and I was just, because you know me, when I have nothing to do, it's like, let me look at homes. I love looking at homes. So I saw that house, and Aaliyah and Ever were in the room with me, and I'm like, oh my God, look at this house. Look at this backyard. It's like a movie. It's like a resort. It's gorgeous. And I said, I'm not even going to tell Zane and Liz about it, though. I said, because it has the wood kitchen and a lot of wood, and I know like Alyssa doesn't like that. And then I... The next day when you guys, you know, wait. So I'm sitting there and my Ring notification goes off and I saw you guys come home. And I'm like, I wonder if they're going or, you know, whatever. And then I text them and I'm like, oh, no, I saw your story, too.
Yeah.
About something. And I'm like, oh, my God, is it this? And she's like, yeah, we'll be home in an hour. We'll come and talk.
Yeah.
And when you showed me that house, I'm like, that's crazy. Like,
because that's easily renovatable.
I know, but I literally, I'm so used to you going,
you just like cross it off the list. Oh, I hate those
floors. Or, oh, like, and I just, like, I don't even.
You just cross it off. Yeah, quick.
Exactly. It's like, no. Too much work.
As long as the size of the kitchen is good.
The price, too. Like, if it was a little up there. So it was like, if it was something a little less that had, I was like, oh, okay. But that one, that backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, me, Ever, and Aaliyah were drooling over it the night before. So the fact that you came home and saw it and fell in love with it and were looking to make an offer, I was like, get the fuck out of here.
It's
like,
even more gorgeous in person, too.
See, I don't even want to see it because, I mean, if you guys are swaying away from it now, it's
sad.
Like,
I know.
You know what? Just keep the visual for your the house that you settle on. I can do that. And there you go.
I can do that so easily. It's an in-ground pool. There's a little section under a gazebo that you can sit and chat with couches. And there's a little section where with a fire pit.
Beautiful.
And an outdoor shower with a little deck. Like, you know what I mean?
Hot and
like,
cold.
And it, hot and cold. And it looks really pretty because they have palm trees everywhere, which I love. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I can lights, do that.
And it was a saltwater pool.
I know. But hey, you never know. Zane and I might walk into there today and be like, you know what? We'll sacrifice the bedroom. Let's do it.
Right.
You don't know.
Absolutely.
We don't know. So, anyways.
So, the plan is to see the other houses before you go back to this one.
Right. We have two other houses. One is also very, very, very close by. Literally 5 minutes as well.
Uh-huh.
The other is 8 minutes. Right. You know what I mean? So, like, it's not that big of a deal. It also is going into another school district, which I don't know.
Well, so is that one, right?
Yes. Correct. But... I'm so excited, but I'm also so anxiety ridden these last 2 days. Literally yesterday, we were laying on the couch after like eating barbecue food and just like relaxing, looking at houses. And me and Zane were talking about it. And I was like, so much anxiety right now. Literally like deep breathing. I was like, I'm nauseous. I literally ate Tums. Right.
You did.
I was nauseous.
It's so much. It's so exciting.
But it is. I think it's just so many emotions at once. I also had a cocktail and I was in the sun all day and I was just like, I want to puke right now. But like a good puke. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Anyways.
And then they had to take me for a drive to go see those said two houses. And I'm like, oh,
that one's really, so really close better.
And it's right here.
Yeah.
And that one's also right here and so close.
But then you got to think about it like the podcast desk. Like everything would be just crammed. It's true. Everything would be crammed.
At the other one.
Yes, just trying to make it all work. It would just be tight. And like, why are we buying a house to be tighter than our apartment? That's for the backyard. Silly.
That's,
I know, but I can do that.
Right.
That's the thing. I can do that.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
But yesterday you were like, like it's perfect. But yeah, you have to take off the glasses.
Yes, and I'm taking them off. They're off.
And just see it for what it is.
Yes. And so the two houses that we want to view that we're trying to get into today before we go view that house again, they're just so much bigger. They don't have the backyard, but
there's always potential.
But that second one that I sent you this morning, it's got nice grass. It's got a deck that you walk down. There's a little fire pit area already of like patio, like concrete brick, and then there's a decent sized backyard, and that doesn't overwhelm me. I'm like, oh, I'll put the pool right there. We can put like a little swing set. We can make it really cute, you know, like I can do that because it's already got a deck to put a chair for us to eat, a barbecue. You walk down, have a little fire pit. I just got to put the pool with some pavers around it, you know, some palm trees. Some
lights. It's all for the palm trees. Housewarming gift. Palm trees.
Yes, please. And how do I keep them alive throughout the winter? Because I murder mine out there.
Oh, I was thinking artificial ones, but...
Oh, shit. If you can get one that looks nice, fuck, sure. But you know what? They always change in the sun. I think that's a hard part about artificial plants outside. They change color. And they end up looking like fake. You know what I mean?
They start out looking good, and then it fades.
Yeah. But anyways... so I'm excited to see these two houses. I think it excites me that there's more space. So I think that's a sign that we should be getting something bigger. Because it's so true. It's like, why are we buying a house just to squeeze everything in? That's not the point. The point is to have a house and feel bigger, you know?
I think you and Zane were so like, wow, it's literally right between my mom and your mom. And like the location really was ideal. The block was beautiful.
It's wide street. We know the school district.
Backyard's gorgeous. But at the same time, it is a smaller space. You know, like your rooms are smaller.
And it's so cute, though, and it feels so homey.
Wait, so the your office area is where we'd podcast? Because that is...
How are you going to fit that? I'd have to put this against the wall and then my little desk against the wall. That's it.
And that's it.
That's all I'd be able to fit in there. But also,
you
then
just turn your chair around and be at the other desk.
Yeah, but also we were considering knocking down that wall and making the bedroom bigger, so then I really wouldn't even have an office. Then you would have, and then where am I putting my desk? Bedrooms. And then, like, yeah. I'd still be working in the kitchen while we have a house. Like, what? I know. Oh, why did the guy make the backyard so cute?
She was already planning on where she was putting her Christmas trees.
I know, huh?
But you know what?
You got to look at that house that I sent you again this morning. I was looking at it all morning, staring at it.
Listen, that's another one. I'm pretty sure I actually have it saved list. And the thing that threw me off about that one was the downstairs and that blueness, which I was like, is that paint. Blue? Or is it the light? Like, I kept... Like,
it's blue paint.
It is blue paint. Okay. But that's paint. The thing. But I'm like, where even is that? Because everything else is so cohesive and beautiful.
I can tell. I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah. I got it. I like studied these pictures. But like, yeah, like this is so easy to me, this backyard.
No, it is a stunning
like,
house.
Deck, fire pit, pool area.
Yeah.
Done.
I agree.
Adorable, and all of that. Open concept when you walk in. Yep. Kitchen is great, and like, yeah, it doesn't have an island, but like, this is basically the island.
Yeah, it has a peninsula, right? That's where the peninsula is.
Yes. Area for the dining table. These are where all the bedrooms are on the first floor. Then when you go up these stairs, that's that little workout area with the laundry. It's kind of weird. It's just like one upstairs room with the laundry here.
Okay.
Doable, perfect. Though.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you go downstairs, and then...
They have that.
Yeah, which we would probably take out the kitchen.
Right.
And not make it an apartment.
Or even you could even keep part of it and just, like, if Zane's office is going to go down there or your office is going to, you know, whatever it is, then you guys have a little fridge down there. True, like, snacks that are going up.
True.
Just, you would have to change it because it's kind of,
Yeah. It needs reno, but I like that.
Yeah, very true.
So, anyways, so we're going to hopefully... She has a closing, she said. So, but I said, we're available all day. So hopefully she can get us into those two houses. And because here's the other thing. The third house that we really liked with the nice backyard, whatever, they kind of need an offer today. And I just don't think we're there. So I think it's going to be meant to be. And like, if we're still deciding, we're definitely not rushing making an offer on a house that we're iffy about.
Right.
So it'll just fall out of our hands and go to somebody else. I also wrote a really cute letter yesterday.
It was so cute.
And like, I'll have to adjust for another house if we... need be.
Mm-hmm.
Because the letter was really cute. It like says about me and Zane and how we're high school sweethearts and how it's so close to our parents and we just want to start a family and like who wouldn't like want us to buy the house, you know? Like it was really sweet. But it's okay, we can just adjust it. Now we have a base letter. Jerry's sad about it. I know, it's just small.
No, I agree.
I mean, it's not. The bedrooms are small. The kitchen was fine. The living room is fine. The living room is massive. The dining room is massive. It's just the three bedrooms.
Right.
It's just like, what do we do with that?
Yeah.
It's really sad. I know.
And the lack of closets.
Lack of closets and no, like, big, nice bathroom. Like, if we're paying that much for a house, we'd have, like, I would love a double sink bathroom. Like, that would be cute. It was tiny bathrooms, two of them. Had a urinal, which is interesting.
Nice.
It's like you come in right from outside and there's a bathroom there, I guess, for like easy access, and there's like waterproof floors. It was cute. It's a very cute house, but it's not, there's just so many more out there that have so much more space.
Zane's guys, right. The more she's talking herself out of it, the more she goes.
I'm still gonna go see it again today.
Because yeah. You'll know. Yeah. That's what I mean. You'll know.
I'm just really hoping that we can see those other two houses first. And then we'll be like, oh, absolutely. There's so much out there. We're not even going to rush to go to that house.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But anyways, let me fill you guys in on my realtor drama. Are you excited?
I am.
So here's what happened, right? This is obviously Zane and I's first time buying a home. We've never been through this process before. So what we did was on like the app that we found one of the houses, it automatically assigned us a realtor. So we booked viewing a house with her, and then we wanted to book another one. So I was out with my dad. Zane went online, booked another tour, and it just automatically assigned us somebody else. I didn't know that it was proper etiquette to just work with one realtor. Mind you, we hadn't even met one yet. So, like, don't you want to, like, make sure you like them, I guess, to keep working with them? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I didn't know. Whatever. There was a little bit of miscommunication. This new realtor was texting me. She was being a little pushy from the beginning, and I was getting a little bit of, like, red flags. And, like, I briefly talked about this on my vlog, but, like, Agamil Fam gets it in-depth. Like, I'm going to read you guys the texts and shit. You know what I mean? So, she was being a little pushy, and I was, you know, a little bit, like, weirded out about it. So she said, good morning, this is da-da-da, responding to your request to view this house. Let me try to schedule that appointment for you. I'll get back to you shortly. Okay, thank you. Just so you know, they already have two offers. Whatever. Are you prepared to go over asking? Da-da-da. And she's asking, do you have anything to sell? Have you been pre-approved? I'm sure you can, you know that this is an aggressive market. And I said, I don't. I'm moving from an apartment. She said, of course, as soon as I get confirmation. And then literally within, let me see how many minutes, 1 minute, she asked me if I had been pre-approved. These are all like separate messages. I didn't answer that text yet. I sent, I am pre-approved. And then she already asked, have you been pre-approved? Like she was asking, like jumpy. I'm like, you already texted me that. Wait for me to respond to the text. Okay. Then I said, thank you. Can't wait. And then she said, thank you. And then she said, me too. I currently live in da-da-da-da for da-da-da-da. It's such a nice place to live, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, okay, I live in whatever. I'm very familiar with the area. And then she said, I told her my town. I live in da-da-da. I'm familiar. Where are you currently living?
So she's not even taking the time to read your messages.
But she, or she is, and she, like, do you want me to tell you, like, does she think, if she thinks I live in an apartment building, she wants me to tell me what apartment building or like where my house is that I'm living in. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like bizarre. Like, I'm not giving you my address. That's not necessary.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And then she kept texting me, I want you to know that a text is, please check your email, da 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 da. So many spelling errors. Like, I was almost like not understanding. Like, I had a text and be like, what do you mean, da 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 da? And she's like, oh, sorry for the spell check. So anyways, then she goes, okay, you can text me my personal number if you need anything. Now I'm texting the other agent that we were originally assigned, and I'm saying, okay, they are, some other woman is like texting me, and she's like, oh, that's bizarre, like what's her name, whatever. She said, oh, okay, that's like a salesperson, I don't know what she called her, but she said basically she's gonna set up schedule a person or something, she's gonna set up the appointment with me. She's not going to show you the house.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was just like, okay, this is my first time. Whatever. You guys figure that out. I just want to see the houses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I texted the second woman again at her private number that she had sent me another house. And she said, like, this is how she's typing. Got it. What's text to this number instead? Okay. This is my direct line. I will check on it. So if I could schedule it for tomorrow as well. Then she's just texting paragraphs. There's an open house. Due to the holiday weekend, Monday is 4th of July. Are you available Tuesday? I requested Monday, 4th of July. Like, I didn't even respond. And she was like, asked me if I was available Tuesday. And then she requested a Monday, 4th of July appointment without me even saying that I was available. And then she texts me again. And then I said, yes, Monday at 11 would work for me. And she said, okay, great. I requested that appointment as well. And I said, if not, Tuesday morning works. And she said, okay, here's a copy of my business card. Sent me a picture of her business card. I ain't judging, but she looked a little cuckoo. She had a little bit crazy eyes, you know? So I said, awesome. I believe that Janine said that she would be touring that second home with us since she's showing us the other house. Because I don't know. Whatever, right? There was just a lot of miscommunication going on. Like, the website assigned me another realtor. You would think they would assign me the first one. I think Zane might have made a second account without realizing because she merged the account, the emails. I don't know what happened. Whatever. So she goes, this is all separate texts. I'm sorry. Who is Janine? If you're working with another agent, you need to tell me. I still haven't responded. I'm canceling the appointment. If you have another agent that you need to work strictly with them. Another text. I'm sorry, but I will not be working with you as you are working with another real estate agent. Good luck. That is not right. Good luck.
Oh?
Those are all separate text messages, you guys. within a minute of each other.
Wow.
Didn't even give me a chance to respond. I said, it's another agent from the website that we're using. She said that you would schedule with her. I wasn't sure. My apologies. Very nice. That's all I said. Rage texting me in paragraphs. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Another agent does not use another agent to schedule properties. If you were working with another agent, you need to tell me so that I can cancel all of the appointments. When you click on the website, they assign you to an agent. You were assigned to me, but I do not schedule appointments for other agents. I am not office staff. Another text. I will be removing you from my
contact list.
Website link list. Yeah. Like I said, that is not the way things work.
Wow. Well, you know what? As a first-time homeowner, as a first-time home buyer, you think she would be a little bit more nice?
How about as a professional?
Who the hell would want to use her if you're so ugly and hateful about it? Like, really?
So I go. I was, mind you, I'm in Jersey with my dad. I got him for Father's Day, like a food tour. So we're walking around trying to eat food and like tour with somebody. And I'm getting all these text messages and me and my dad are like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
So I just go, I was just baffled. And I was like in the middle of like talking to people and eating. I just said, okay, no need to be rude.
Did she respond?
Yeah. Oh yeah, she did. Are you ready for this? Oh my God. I'm baffled by this woman. I was like, there is no need to be so mean. I am not being rude. I don't think it was okay. I mind you, I can tell she's talk texting because okay goes in caps. She's just yelling into her phone. I'm not being rude. I don't think it was okay as I scheduled two homes, TO, for you and was willing to work for you on 4th of July morning when you've been working with another agent. First of all, I haven't even viewed one house with anybody. I've not been working with another agent. I haven't even looked at a house yet. We just scheduled an appointment. I also, like, relax. We're looking at houses. You're acting like we're in contract or something. I'm sorry, but I don't think I was the rude one. For the future, please do not jump around from the agent to agent while working with an agent who I'm sure was trying her best to work with you. I said I wasn't aware that I can only tour houses with one agent. This is my first home buying process. Have a good one. And she said, good luck to... She could have just, like, not answered. Another paragraph. Good luck to you as well. Yes, if you are already assigned an agent, just strictly use that particular person as, again, it is not fair to pull a deal out from underneath someone and make a deal behind their back. Wait. And make a deal behind their back with another agent. That's not how the real estate world works. Good luck. I immediately called the other agent because at this point, I'm like, okay, this other girl is my bitch, right? Like, this is going to be my girl. And I called her. I was like, Janine,
please help.
I was like, this lady is crazy. And she was like, I'm so sorry on her behalf. That is so not appropriate. And I'm like, all she could have said, which I kind of wish I texted this to her. I should have said, like, all you needed to say was, oh, I wasn't aware you were working with somebody else. Unfortunately, I only do work with one client specifically at a time. And I'm going to go ahead and cancel our appointments. But I wish you the best of luck.
Let me also.
Professional.
There's also selling agents and buying agents. You can go buy a house without using a real estate person. If you see a house for sale and so-and-so is the listing agent, you contact them, I want to come see that house. Mm-hmm. If you see this house for sale and that's listed with a different, you contact them, I just want to come see your house. Mm-hmm. You don't have to commit to one person.
Yeah.
I mean, I did have one person because I liked her.
She knows you.
And she showed me over... you know, 7,500 houses or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's not required. You know, people sell their houses by owners. People buy from...
Yeah, you're not under contract to work with just one person.
And it's like you're not... Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she totally had her balls twisted, but whatever.
So she got butt hurt. So I called her and I was like, listen, this lady like literally just went off on me. So I sent her all the screenshots and I think she sent it to higher ups or something because that was completely inappropriate. She was like, her rage texts are completely inappropriate. Like, not acceptable.
And you mentioned in the very beginning you were a first-time home buyer and that you came from an apartment.
I don't know if I mentioned that to her. Well, yeah, I guess I said I was coming from an apartment.
So
yeah, she shouldn't be treating me that way.
Regardless if you're a first-time home buyer or a 15th-time home buyer, that's no way to talk to a person.
Exactly. You say it nicely.
Yeah.
You say, I'm sorry, but I don't work with somebody who already saw a house or is already... I didn't even look at a house yet with the other agent. Like, what?
I don't know.
Yeah. So that was like, that baffled me. I was like, who talks to somebody like that? And you are so unprofessional. Like, rude. And I went on there and she had good reviews.
Wow.
But and just so pushy. So pushy. So when we saw the houses with the other agent, she was like, no pressure at all. Like, I don't mind. Take your time. We can look at all of them. Look at whatever you want. Same. I feel like what this lady would be like, what do you think? What do you think? Like, texting me, like, do you want to make an offer?
Are you ready to go above asking? Oh, I already have two offers, you know. And you didn't even see the house yet.
Where do you live? Wow. The taxes are this. Wow. All the typos and the talk texting. Like, you need to be more professional, man. You're selling houses.
Yeah. And gentle. Like, there's no reason.
Listen. I didn't know you were working with somebody else. I'm going to go ahead and cancel our appointments. Good luck to you. Ciao. It's mm-hmm. all she needed to
and
say.
And it's the same. They both work for the same company?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't think she never heard of her before. I think she was like, you know, that's like a backup if nobody's available. And she's like, my schedule is open. So I don't know why the website even put her on.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what I dealt with. I was like, well, you crazy. I don't like that. Like,
what
I
a bad taste in your mouth for your first experience.
Yeah,
you know?
But like, I was like, I never said anything rude to her. I was very nice. I said my apologies. Like, I wasn't aware. It's my first time buying a house. Like, I was very, very kind. Even at the end, I was like, okay, there's no need to be rude. I wasn't aware. Have a good one. Like, I was very nice to her. And she's like, was rage texting raging. Me as if I was like... in contract with the other woman, well, maybe, making offers on houses.
Maybe the other real estate person is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they have an maybe she has an internal feeling towards her. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but like that's jealousy.
Not
you.
Yeah, but that's not your.
That's not my responsibility.
Right. And she reared her ugly head, and now it's like you would never recommend her. You know what I mean?
No.
So it's like
I clicked on my agent.
And if I clicked on a house, because you know I'm going to be looking soon, and it's like if that was the person, you'd be like, don't use her.
It happened yesterday.
Really?
We were looking. Remember, Zane was like, oh my God, Ma, scroll back down. Look who that is.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that'll wait for the podcast.
Why you said mm-hmm. that.
Oh. Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. Cuckoo. I'm like, damn, why are like, be nice.
Wow.
Nasty.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyways, but luckily the real estate agent that we're working with now is very sweet. She's an older woman. I told her she's going to be like, when she shows us these houses, like, you know, be mom for us. Like, let us know the little things. Like, she checks, like, all the things that, like, we wouldn't, you know, think of. Like, she acts, well, now I know because of her, but, like, when was the roof updated? Or she's looking at the oil burner tag, you know, to see when it was, you know, replaced or, like, things like that. Or she just, like, was asking questions that we, like, wouldn't think of for us. So, yeah, she's sweet. And then, like, after each house, we would, like, stand in the street and she would talk to us about it, give us her, like, pros and cons, like, and, like, be honest and, like, not just try to, like, get us to buy something.
Right,
like, she actually, like, was like, yeah, I agree. I don't think that that's very good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even after the first house, how we were like, it's beautiful, it's renovated, but we don't feel like it's home. And she's like, yeah, a lot of people, you know, get like that. That's why you got to view a lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's really sweet. Yeah. So, yeah.
Aww.
It's been good. But, yeah. Crossing our fingers, maybe something will work out today. We'll see.
Wow.
Exciting.
It is very exciting.
I did cancel my hair extension appointment, though, and now I think we're not even going to go through with that house. And I'm like, damn it. To deal with grown out hair now.
It's okay. You look beautiful anyway.
Oh, thanks so much. It's just like, really, I wanted fresh color, And like, I need new extensions to get fresh color. Because it would be really dumb to color my hair and then take out my hair.
Right.
And you have to wait 48 hours after getting extensions. And I have like the Broadway con event this weekend. So I like wanted fresh hair. Yeah, but it's all right. Once I like do my hair, I have like dry shampoo that has like a color in it. Like a dark color. Uh-huh. So I like spray it on my roots.
Okay.
And it looks decent.
It'll be fine.
It's fine, yeah. When my hair is up, you can see all my extensions. But like when it's down, they're hidden. So it's fine. Anyways, speaking of buying houses, it has nothing to do with this.
No, it does.
It's kind of a segue. Go ahead, tell them. Jerry brought this idea to me, and I love it.
Well, it was brought to me in the group, and I love it. About things, what is it, Liz? How do you say it? About things that when you were a kid, you thought only rich people, like, it was like, wow, they must be rich.
Mm-hmm. But then you got older, and you're like, oh, actually pretty achievable.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, now I'm rich.
Yeah. Or you're like, I'm not rich and I have that. So how did everybody else get it?
It's funny. Yeah. But yeah, and it does. Because like our first one says an ice maker in the fridge. And I agree. I was like, that's for rich people. I also grew up in, you know, a long time ago. So that was really for the rich people back then.
Well, Zane and I don't have it right now. And when we viewed a house the other day, I was like, you can fill your water on the fridge.
See? And you know what? Can I say something? Can I be completely honest, too? Is that I drink so much water.
It's so slow.
That I don't even use it. I use it for the ice. And maybe if, you know, I just want a little sip of water real quick. But yeah. To stand there and fill up this big thing time and time again throughout the day, yeah, it takes way too long. I don't have the patience. Yeah. I think some refrigerators have thicker lines. But my particular one, like the tubing that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. The newer ones, I will say, like my parents have, like they just renovated their kitchen, like what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago now. That theirs is very fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think like the newer ones are faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
But I don't have anything on our fridge. I have an ice maker, but you got to open the fridge and dig your hand into it.
Oh my God.
Inconvenient. I am thankful that we have that because using an ice tray sounds like horror.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to have to crack it, and they were metal, and it had a little thing that you would lift up like this. I mean, for you who are listening, you guys know if you know. Mm-hmm. It was like a metal thing, so your fingers would stick to the fucking thing, right?
Oh, yeah, it's like cold.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it had a little lever that you would actually lift. Mm-hmm. It would crack, and then, like, the thing would come out.
Yeah.
And then you could put it back in, fill the water, and put it back in the freezer. But what a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And your fingers, for that matter.
Wait, you skipped the first one. Do you disagree? Or did you do it on accident?
What's the first one?
Built-in pools.
Oh, I was going left to right. Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, wait. So should I click on it? And then... okay, gotcha. No, built-in pools. That was only for the richy rich. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. Built-in pool. I still feel like you have to be pretty wealthy to have a built-in pool.
I agree. I still believe that. Unless you buy a house that has one in it, but it's like...
Right.
These people, like, I watched that show. I don't remember what it's called. It's based in Florida. It's a company in Florida who does all these custom in-ground pools.
I think you've shown me that show. God. It's gorgeous, right? With, like, waterfalls and stuff. Colors. That's the thing about that other house that we like. That's
Unless
small.
The rose, you'll be able to do it anywhere you go. And then it'll
DIY
be custom
dad can
to
put
you.
In a fucking waterfall.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He can't install an in-ground pool, but he could. He probably fucking could.
He probably could.
Between him and Ever, I bet you they fucking could.
Oh, yeah. Just be absolutely.
Yeah. He made his own pond.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that, but bigger.
Yeah,
think
right?
about it.
Sure.
How about trampolines, Liz?
Yeah, I thought people were fancy with trampolines.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think now... Everybody kind of gets some, but when I was a kid, I had one friend that had a trampoline.
Yeah.
I mean, and they were rich, but I was like, I was in awe, like in awe about it.
Yeah, I agree. I never had one. So when I would go over like friends or family houses that had one, I'd be like, wow.
Yeah. See?
This is so fun.
Yeah.
What a luxury. people who had all the good junk food snacks all the time. I feel like that's me. I feel like
you do.
Our cabinet has everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Ironic, when I was a kid, like I used to babysit this family around the corner and they were very wealthy. You know, they had the built-in pool. They're the ones that had the trampoline.
Yeah.
But I would babysit them. And up in their cabinet, they had every form of everything you could ever possibly want.
Yeah.
And in my house, we were poor, right? And we never had anything. If my mom came home with a box of cereal,
you're like,
it was gone in a day.
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, a pack of cookies, forget it. It didn't last 5 minutes because it was something we never got.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would babysit these three kids who had all this shit and they never, ever wanted it. And I, it like, over the years, I was like, I saw a pattern. I was like, the people who don't have, well, they eat it, they want it. I have stuff upstairs, and you see it too, and I'm sure you do it here, where it's like, I wind up throwing it out.
Because
it's like, it's here, so they don't want it. And it's like, if it wasn't here, they'd want it.
Yeah.
So I remember as a kid going, oh my God, they're so lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know if I, yeah, whatever.
So. I had a family member who always had a giant, like, glass jar of pistachios on the counter.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought that was really fancy of them.
That is very fancy of them.
You think it is?
Yeah. Pistachios?
I love pistachios. But every time I go there, expensive. I'd be like, oh my God, I get to eat pistachios. They are expensive.
They are.
But I'm like, oh, I love that. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we get a house out of a jar of pistachios. Just for funsies.
Come on.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I'll come eat some pistachios.
Garages.
Hmm.
I think that was a normal thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Where I grew up, every house was sort of, yeah, every house had a garage. So I didn't really think of that.
Yeah.
Houses with stairs.
I grew up in a house with stairs.
So did I.
Yeah.
But I do see it. You know, like Zane had said yesterday that he would go to his friends that were double stories and he was like, wow.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he didn't realize.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, because, yeah, have you one guys. Story. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. We have a one story, yeah. But our house was technically bigger,
right?
But he didn't see it until he would go to his friends who had two stories houses, mm-hmm. You know, so it is, yeah,
that's so true. Cool. Yeah, no, I grew up with steps. My room was upstairs.
It's so cool, right?
Yeah, so like yeah, I was used to it.
How about people who owned a home versus like renting and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
And I never really thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really.
I was
either,
like, oh, they're adults. They have adult money. My father, this is fucking crazy because the houses nowadays are so expensive, but also relative to how much minimum wage and how much people make, whatever. I know times have changed, but do you know how much my father bought their house for?
Wait, he owned it before your mom? Or with your mom, they bought it?
Wait, yeah, yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably like $175,000.
This is a dud because I don't know the exact amount, but I'm pretty sure it was either like 105 or 116.
Wow.
That's fucking insane. Like what? Give me three.
Isn't
Are you
crazy?
Kidding me?
We were talking. Like, listen to this,
like,
guys.
Like the people
yeah.
that bought a house back then, like, oh, lucky you.
Yeah. We were talking about all these houses the other day, and then Zane and Liz left, and then I went on Facebook, and the first thing I saw was an ad. It was like, whatever. But I don't know what those fucking shit are called. There was
a
an
newspaper ad.
A newspaper ad from 1955. And in 1955, it said the average house in the United States cost $7,800. I think one was like 73 and one was 78.
I'm like, give me 15.
And then I was like, okay, well, let me see what the average annual salary is for the United States. And it was $4,400.
That's crazy.
So you made $4,400 a year, and to buy a house, it was $7,800. So not even double your salary.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, technically, and then you look up now. Nowadays, average salary, they said, is $53,000. So if $53,000 is the average United States salary.
How do you even buy a house with $53,000 salary? Well, like a couple, like two salaries, I guess. Like, it's so hard to live here.
But for $53,000, I mean, if you're going back to that comparison, that was less than double your salary, right?
Mm.
So if people are making $53,000,
the houses should be $100,000.
The houses should be $106,000.
No, they're $600,000.
And I just can't believe it. I'm like, what a difference.
If you look at anything here below $600,000, it's like a fucking yellow kitchen with fucking bricked up fucking floors. Oh my God.
That yellow kitchen yesterday, it looked like a fucking asylum. Like a hospital, like an institution.
Yeah.
You were right. That's exactly what it looked like. Yeah, let's move in there.
You know what impressed me nowadays? now, especially that I'm looking at the housing market and I'm getting used to looking at everything and learning, seeing somebody who's just one person buy a house themselves. That's impressive. Without having a partner to like help you with income. Mm. That's fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Like, you must be kicking it. You know what I mean?
I mean, listen, good for whoever could do it.
Yeah.
Good for whoever whoever could do it. Seriously.
People who ate steak.
Yes. I never ate steak. Back when I was a kid, pork chops and ground beef were the cheapest by far. Mm. Even cheaper than chicken. It was pork chops and ground beef. So that's what we had a shit ton of.
Mm, my mom made a lot of chicken.
And then, well, so did we. Because mm-hmm. I think that was like...
our nowadays cheap meat.
Right.
Yeah. People who eat steak. I actually have to agree with that because at my dad's old job, his boss would like pay for our dinners once in a while and like let us go out to eat. And we would always go to Frank's Steakhouse. And my dad went without me and my mom with like coworkers or something, he would bring back a skirt steak. And it was like my little treat. I was like, oh my God, I only get this like twice a year, like pieces of skirt steak. It was like melt in your mouth skirt steak.
It's crazy,
and I was like, well, this is for rich people. Like, dad only gets it when his boss pays. Yeah.
It's true. Rich people food.
So I agree.
People who had new shoes.
I never really thought about people's shoes, to be honest with you.
I did. But I also grew up really poor. So mm-hmm. I would look at people's stuff. Damn, they're so lucky. Mm. Must be rich. They got new shoes.
Mm.
You know?
I mean, I was wearing like Old Navy flip-flops and like fake Uggs. And then like once I got some like my teenage years, I was like, oh my God, people have real Uggs.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, so yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Or like, do you remember those Chinese slippers that had the flowers?
Yes.
Mesh? I had them in every fucking color of the
me
rainbow.
Too.
Those were my favorite there.
And in the-
so funny.
When I was a kid, the jelly shoes.
Yeah, I never had those. Well, when I was a kid, probably.
They are not the same. Like, when you see them now, they're not the same. But back then, because they were so cheap. But I fucking had, like, maybe four pairs of them over the summer. It was great. Loved
I don't remember
them.
Having those. But the Chinese slippers with the mesh and the flowers. And we would get them at, like flea markets.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And they would come in the plastic. And they had every color of the rainbow. And I was, oh, my God, those were my favorite shoes.
I can tell you, it still has
them. Yeah. Is it odd job stage shit lot?
When you go return your chair.
I'll get some train slippers.
Oh my God. Okay, people who didn't write checks.
I hate checks still. But we're going to have to write one for a down payment, huh?
I'm thinking like I'm not. I can't really tell.
People who didn't write checks?
Yeah.
Were rich? The people who wrote checks were rich. That's how I would perceive it. Like, oh, they're fancy. They have a checkbook.
I don't know.
Huh. Never really thought about it. Name brand snacks. I agree with that one. I definitely agree with that one because my mom was a great value hoe. And I'm like, oh my God, you have real Oreos? Wait. They're not called cheese stuffs. They're called Cheez-Its. Wait, it's called... What's the real party... You know the dollar store party mix with the fake Doritos and the pretzels? My mom buys that shit all the time. What's the real one called? Munchies.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're called Munchies, not party mix? My mom always got the fake snacks. I'm like, they're not called onion rings. They're called Funyuns. My mom did buy me Funyuns because I loved Funyuns.
That's funny.
But yeah, I agree with the name brand snacks. I was like, wow, that's fancy.
Somebody said a washer and dryer. You're a billionaire.
Oh, like not going to like a laundromat. Oh my God, I've never had to do that.
Oh,
that sounds so
kids in tow and terrible. Everything was terrible.
Oh, yeah. We just talked about this.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
Because I remember you saying that story and I was like, what is toe in tow?
Oh.
Remember?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I don't know why we talked about that, but we did.
Oh, man.
Having a basement?
Yes. Or stairs. Yeah.
I grew up with a basement and my sister lived there. So I was down there all the time.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, people who bought school lunch and could buy chips and Gatorade at lunch.
Not just get, like, the free chocolate milk.
See, I was opposite of that. I don't know if this is bougie or not bougie, but, like, I always brought lunch from home because I didn't want to eat the school lunch because I thought it was gross. Is that like, but I was saving money?
Yeah.
Because I would have to, what was it, like, it's like $3.
I don't know. I always got free lunch because I was
poor.
Yeah,
I didn't have that.
Yeah.
So like, I would always have my mom pack my lunch because I thought that the school lunch was gross. Which now I look back and I'm like, why didn't you fucking, that's probably so good, like Elio's pizza and shit.
That, honestly, I was just about to say the best thing about school lunch was Fridays because we always had that fucking pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
I would go get like, I would go on the school lunch line and get like a thing of fries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like get like the lunch that day. But a lot of people like did. And I would always bring like, and it wasn't like bougie shit. My mom would make me like a frozen chicken patty and like put it on a bun and it was like soggy by the time I ate it. Like it wasn't fancy. Or like she would put like a little bit of pasta in like a thermal thing. So like it wasn't anything fancy. Or I would buy like things from the vending machine, or like we had cookies. We had fresh cookies in this school. And you would smell them when they were baking them, and like they were like 2 for $1. I would always get the sugar cookies.
Wow.
So I didn't see it that way. I didn't see it as people who bought school lunch because it was like very normal. Like everyone got school lunch. Yeah.
How about going to the movies?
No, I saw that as a pretty normal thing.
Yeah, I mean, no, I did too.
Yeah. Going out to eat?
Yes.
Yes.
We went out. Listen. A McDonald's once every 6 months was like a big thing.
Yeah,
for
like
us.
A celebration.
Big thing. We never went out to eat. Mm. I don't think it was as popular back then anyway, although I was, maybe it was, and I just didn't live that life, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree with that one. Mm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Owning and riding a horse? Absolutely. You got to be bougie.
You think? See, I think of people that live like in the states where living is less costly. You know what I mean? Like you can buy property and a house for way less. I don't see that as like a very fancy thing.
Oh, see, I do. And I mean, even today, like still today, I think anybody who owns a horse, I'm like, damn, they're rich.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see it that way because I'm like, oh, living like, I don't know, like states in the south or whatever, like it's just so much more affordable. Like, why not have a horse?
Huh.
You got fuck bucks.
That's like, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting perspective. When bedrooms had bathrooms attached, Jack and Jill bathrooms, not including the master bedroom.
Yes, I think that was really cool.
Like if it's not connected to the master bedroom, yeah, that's fancy.
Yeah, that like, is.
Extra bathrooms in people's rooms. Oh, like if a friend had a bathroom like in their room.
You have a bathroom. I mean, a bedroom and a bedroom and a bathroom in between. So there's two ways
yes,
to get that.
Yes, that is fancy.
That is fancy.
But I also don't love it because I gotta fucking lock two doors. It's just annoying.
I remember when I moved to Kansas. Mind you, I only lived there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I remember moving to Kansas and my aunt had this massive house.
Mm-hmm.
All one story, but it was just tremendous. And her bathroom, which I think, I don't really ever see it here, but like you walked into the bathroom and it had like a separate like toilet area from where you would take a shower. And I think it was so like somebody could take a shower and then you could still use the bathroom.
That's
so there
fancy.
Was like a door and then a door. So if you were taking a shower, you could just lock that one door and then somebody could still go come in and use the potty
kinda
and
like
wash their hands.
Some hotels have that.
Do they?
Some hotels have the bathroom as a separate door.
Holy shit, this is fancy.
That is.
That's fancy.
That is cool. I like that.
Yeah. So I like the bathroom thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Having a live-in maid.
That's definitely very fancy. Yeah.
That is.
I don't think anyone would argue that.
Definitely fancy.
Islands in the kitchen.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is still, I still feel like, wow, you're rich.
Yeah. People who had a basement that was finished with a bunch of games and video games.
Yes, you're rich.
100%.
I had like a black, like my basement wasn't finished and we always had problems with our furnace. So my basement was like black and sooty, like the where if you touch stuff, you'd get the black on your hands. Not healthy, I'm sure, but
it sounds a little dangerous.
But, I remember we had concrete floors, and you know, basements have those poles, right, to support the house.
Yeah.
And I remember just going down there with my roller skates. I was a roller skate fiend. So on days that it would rain or whatever, I would go downstairs and I would just like grab onto the pole and fucking spin. I would race around the staircase that went down and like grab onto the pole. Oh my God, the memories.
You know, I can't roller skate.
Really?
No. I know. I'm good at a lot of things. Just... I'm joking. It's a joke. I suck at a lot of things, actually. Yeah, no, I can't roller skate. I don't know. I don't know. Kind of scares me. Like really? Ice skating scares me too.
Wow.
I know. You're good at that shit. I think I have no balance.
I love roller skating. I know, I would love to have gotten back into that.
Well, I mean, if you maybe fall, eventually. Though, you're fucked.
Yeah, maybe I can eventually try.
Yeah.
Like once I get my stamina, my balance
safely all, with somebody holding you in case you fall.
I learned, so off subject, but off topic, but like my balance has been better, but in the pool, when like a wave, a big wave comes.
You got a pool. Big fancy pool. You're rich.
but even yesterday when the kids were splashing, my balance, I was like, I'm gonna fucking fall.
Yeah.
So it's like my balance still needs a lot of work. So I wouldn't dare go on roller skates right now because
scary.
I would never risk it. But hopefully in the future, you know, like maybe I'll get better and stronger. My stamina, my balance would get better. Maybe I would try it because I loved it.
That was made me think my of childhood.
Go ahead.
I never had this and maybe that was a difference because I thought it was rich bitch shit. What's Heelys. That? Your kids loved Heelys, right?
My kids loved
them. I didn't own them. I think I was kind of scared of them. Oh. Something about being on the wheels, on the feet. So like I didn't have that training. So maybe if I owned Heelys, I would or like when people had the ripstick. Did your kids have those?
They did.
Yeah. My cousin had a ripstick. It was hard.
I tried it. I couldn't do shit with it. I think Imani, one of my boys, were really, really good at it.
Yeah.
Probably Imani.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Hoverboards, that's rich kid shit.
Hoverboards is rich kid shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I never had Heelys. So maybe that's why I can't roller skate.
Oh, see, I agree with this 100%.
What?
Build-A-Bears are completely unaffordable. Where do you see that? The one right after the basement with the video games?
Oh, my parents had me convinced that Build-A-Bears were completely unaffordable.
I agree.
I don't think they're unaffordable. I think they're overpriced. I had Build-A-Bears. I loved
Build-A-Bear. Yeah, I mean,
it's the experience. Like, for me, like, I would take my kids for the experience. Like, because obviously now you're like, oh, you just fucking stuff it with stuffing and put clothes on a fucking stuffed animal, right? You know what I mean? Like, but back then, like, I felt like I still have the memory. So, like, to me, it's, like, something I want to do with my kids. I felt like I was, like, creating an animal. Like, I felt like I was, like, having a baby.
Right.
Like, I was making my baby. It was, like, so magical to me. Like, when you would put it on the machine and the workers were so cute, they would, like, tell you, like, okay, give it, like, tell it something you love. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they made that experience. And I think that's really what you're paying for is the experience of it.
And my kids did experience it. Not through me. Do, like, a friend's birthday party. We went and they would get, like, the little ones or something like that. I agree. It is an experience. Yeah. But
they're overpriced. What are they now?
I don't even know. They're like 50 idea. Bucks? I think they were $50 back when Zane and Imani were babies.
You know,
I have no idea.
I have to look it up, right? I had a giraffe one that I loved. And then I think I had one. I actually don't remember. I think I had one where like you could, my mom like recorded saying like love you or something and put it in the Build-A-Bear.
Yeah,
which I think is so cute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or they gave you like these little red silky hearts and you like put one in there. You know what I mean? So there's like, I don't know. I like it. I think it's a cute concept. And it obviously it's iconic. It's still around. You know what I mean? But yeah, I definitely would want to take my kids there because it's something that I still remember. And I was probably like 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Listen, I agree. I didn't have it to do it. But I also agree that it's an experience. I don't know if they would even remember doing it. But it was also boys, not girls. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't know. Maybe Aaliyah went with, like, one of her stepmoms.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she got to experience a lot of things with them.
Online, the already stuffed ones are, like, $25.
Well, that takes away the whole experience, though.
So I'm sure that it's probably around 50, maybe 60 bucks. If you buy an outfit, probably like $80. But like to me, I don't know, like I'd rather spend that money instead of like taking them to like an amusement park when they're like really little.
Yeah, yeah.
And like go eat McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like skip going out to dinner. Go get them that experience.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, to me it was magical. I stan Build-A-Bear. Yeah.
Okay, how about boats?
Or should I exit the thing now?
Boats are definitely for bougie people.
100%, I still think that, but I want one one day.
Everett tells me to. He's yeah. like, you know, house and then boat. And I'm like,
come on, how nice is that, though? Just you know what kind of boat
we're going to get? Like a little remote control one that we can stick in the pool. That's the boat that Everett and I can afford.
Wait, you bring home like a canoe? Your baby is a kayak.
Oh, that's another thing. My husband wants a kayak. Where the hell are you going to go put a kayak and go kayaking?
Well, that's fun.
Well, we would move. Okay, let me just get off of this.
I wouldn't want a kayak, but that's not fun forever.
Go ahead, have fun. Love that. Knock yourself out, kid.
It's like this. At the local lake.
I love my husband.
He puts it in the pool.
Bathtub. Oh my god. Guys, we're out of control. Shit.
Okay. We're definitely going to be able to do a part two on this. We'll do a few more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting soda or appetizers at a restaurant, it was always water only for us.
I didn't grow up on soda. But, see, here's the thing. Okay, so my family, like, made it like soda was a treat. Like, we would have it at, like, family gatherings if it was somebody's birthday. Mm-hmm. Or, like, my, like, aunt and uncle, like, they had it, like, all the time. So, mm-hmm. like, whenever we were going to their house, we would, you know, they would have it there. But I think I grew up in the mindset of, like, it just wasn't good for me. Mm-hmm. Not that it was, like, a rich thing. You know okay. what I mean? The only time is my dad and I, like I said, it was a treat. When we would go to the diner, we would get Coke with vanilla syrup in it. Our local diner would do that. And it was, like, me and my dad's thing. But other than that, I really didn't drink soda, so I never really ordered it. I think when I was younger, I liked apple juice. But other than that,
it was just a choice.
It was just like a, yeah, we don't drink soda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with the appetizer thing because that was something that we, if we ever did go out, it was never appetizers. And it was always water because water was free and drinks cost money and yeah. But I'm talking like with my mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, like during those things.
I don't really remember, to be honest. My parents didn't go out to eat that much. Ordering takeout? I thought ordering takeout was fancy.
Yeah. That was something that was like once in a blue moon, the Chinese restaurant down the street.
Yeah.
New toys, not from the Goodwill. Mm-hmm. And air conditioning. A Texas listener here. Man, you're in Texas and you didn't have air conditioning?
Oh, whoa, God.
That sounds horrible.
Having multiple cars kind of is, but if you had more than one, you were rich or selling drugs.
I also agree with that. We were a single car home for a very long time. We'd always have to borrow. I'd have to take my mom to work so I can use it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'd have to physically roll down the window. I remember those cars. To open my door because the handle was broken.
My mom had a little white Sonata for like the longest time.
She had the roll down windows.
Did it have roll down windows? I don't think so. My dad's Chevy had it.
Oh, Disney. Going to Disney.
Oh,
that was bougie.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely bougie.
Wait, I'm laughing at this. Somebody just goes that if I ate a black watermelon seed, a watermelon would grow in my belly, oh, LOL. My. And then she goes, LOL, wait, what the fuck? Wrong topic. Where'd you pull that one from? lies that your parents told you as a kid. That's another good topic.
That is.
Yeah.
Did we do that? I think we may have done that. But we should do it again.
We should, yeah.
But this person sent me a message or put it in the group or something. And I was like, what is she talking about? That forget my answers. It doesn't make sense. And I'm like, oh, now I get it. Now I get it. Okay, we got you.
That's really funny, actually. Because I read the first one and I was like, what the fuck does that even mean?
People who had a minivan with a sliding door that would open alone by the button. I had that. And I wasn't bougie. You were bougie.
The button sliding door. You don't even have to touch it. That's fancy. Olive Garden, Golden Corral, Red Lobster, Starbucks, and Target.
Yeah, I have to agree.
But now you're like, I can fucking go to Red Lobster.
Okay, so I still think Starbucks and Target, they're bougie for me.
You love Target now.
Alyssa, I was just telling you how I was complaining how I spent so much money on paper plates. Paper plates, guys. Are you kidding me? Oh, so disappointed Walmart didn't have it because I was sticker shook when I went in Target and had to buy them. Oh my gosh. I love the aesthetic of Target. I love what they have.
It's relaxing. It's a very relaxing store.
But 99% of the time I walk out with like I don't go in there and go, oh, let me go look at this or let me buy that because it's expensive. It's an expensive for a person like me, you know?
I still stand by their Up and Up brand or whatever their food brand is, to me, is like the same price as any other store brand.
Oh yeah, no, not
and
the
I think
food.
Their stuff just, is good.
No, yeah. Not yeah. the food. Like I'll okay. go and get the stuff there. But I'm talking about like anything else. Like if I'm looking at a lamp, for example, right?
The yeah, their home there. Decor is expensive.
Right. Yes. So that's what I mean.
But
I mean,
also
I
the
look
clothes
in there.
Are you can find good clothes too.
I got all my shirts. Remember? I told you they were on clearance, $5. I got in every color.
I have shirts that I work out in. They're just like cotton crop tops. They're literally $5 from
yeah.
So, like, so I think you have to look.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. But it definitely is
and
a higher up.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you have the app, the Circle app? Because I get coupons and save money on there all the time.
No. All right, I'll try that.
Yeah. They'll have, like, 20% off this. Or, like, if you buy one of this, you'll get, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you, like, use their app, I feel like it's good.
Mm.
Yeah. And every time you check out, you put in your phone number and you get points.
Okay.
So, like, randomly, I'll get, like, $2 off when I do, like, a pickup.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, it's actually good.
I'll do that.
Yeah. It's free.
Somebody said people with Wi-Fi was a luxury because growing up my parents could afford it, but now I can.
Aww.
Oh, God.
That's so cute.
Well, look at you. And that's all we want. Better for our kids, right? Yeah. So good for you. Yeah. That's awesome.
Mine was just slow, so I was impressed when people had fast Wi-Fi. Mine was just shitty. We would always be able to be like, can you reset the router? Like, the fuck do we have to reset this thing every day? Oh my God, it sucked.
Aw, somebody said houses. I was always so embarrassed to say I lived in an apartment.
Apartments are cute. Also, like, well, yeah, I guess you're, like, throwing money away. But also, like, if something breaks, you don't have to fucking worry about it. You're just like, landlord? Help. What?
Somebody said, no joke, Chuck Taylor's. Your girl grew up wearing Payless Airwalks.
I was a Payless hoe.
So was I. And before I was Payless, I was Favor. And Favor, I grew up on them, right? I gotta tell you, towards the end, Payless was not...
Well, they became bougie.
Cheap.
Bitch. Yeah.
I'd walk into Payless.
You're like, I'm paying more.
I'm like, I can go to a department store and get shoes cheaper than this when they're on sale.
You're like, I want to pay less.
And I was paying more.
Yeah.
And that's why they're out of business.
Yeah, for real. They did go out of business. All my shoes were from Payless, though. Back in the day, it was the spot.
Yeah.
They had everything there.
I agree.
All right, listen, you guys. This was a lot of fun. We could go on forever. We have so many more, so there definitely will be a part two, because I think that this is very fun. If you want to go to our Instagram the day that this comes out, hopefully I will remember, I will put up a lies that your parents told you as a kid.
Oh.
I think maybe we did it for, like, when we did Saturday Shenanigans. But I think it would be fun to do now.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, because I don't recall. So let's do it again. thank you guys for listening. If you want to support this podcast, there's a link in the description. It's $2.99 a month. You do not have to, but it helps support us. You will get our episodes early, and you do not have to listen to the advertisements, so go check that out. And if you could also rate us 5 stars on Spotify, it literally takes 1 second. You just hit the 5-star, and it really helps us get on the charts. That would be really, really cool and get us recognized, you know? So go check that out. What else do I say? We hope you have a great week. We will talk to you all on Thursday.
Okay, love you. Bye.